Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. The anointing breaks the yoke. Not only does it break it, but it destroys it. Amen. The anointing will bring deliverance for those that need to be delivered. It don't matter whether you're on drugs or alcohol or you're committing adultery. Whatever that Satan has yoke you up with to cause you to fall, that anointing will literally destroy the yoke. It tear down the strongholds in your life. It exalts righteousness. We are the seeds of God, and God is a righteous God, and we are supposed to be righteous just like Him. It brings in healing, amen, for those that are sick. It loosed the bands of wickedness where the enemy has tried to bound you up to cause you to do wicked stuff. It exalts God and his power. Amen. Praise God. And it is an open, a silent rebuke, but it's an open rebuke, letting the devil know to touch not my anointed, nor do my prophet no harm. You know, the Bible lets us know that the anointing lies upon the spirit and the soul and the heart. Amen. Praise God. We are completely anointed. If you want to look at the whole scenario of the body, it's completely anointed. Amen. Praise God. But that anointing, it lies upon the heart. Amen. Praise God. Where, amen, praise God, all issues of life come from. Amen. Praise God. In reference to living a holy life, living a righteous life. It is the hedge that Satan told God if he were to take the hedge down off of Job, that Job would reject him. The anointing is very important, amen, for us, praise God, because it destroys what the enemy is trying to yoke us up with. Job was a prime example of what had occurred in his life, because the hedge was taken down, the anointing was taken down from his heart. God even told Satan, you can touch Job, but don't touch his soul. A lot of people was thinking that it was the flesh side, the whole body itself, but it was the soulish realm where all the seats of the emotions lies. And I want to talk to you today about the anointing and righteousness. Amen. We got to be righteous. God is a righteous God. And we are supposed to be righteous just like him. Father, I ask you to add a blessing to the word today in Jesus' name. Righteousness is the act of being obedient. If we take, for instance, if we look at Matthew 3:13, when Jesus first came on the scene, amen, one of the things that he did was to get baptized first, amen, and say, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of these. And comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for this thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Amen. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, praise God. Lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. As soon as Jesus fulfilled all righteousness, being baptized, because that was a part of God's will, amen, fulfilling the law, praise God. One of the things that happened, the anointing, the Holy Ghost came upon him, lit upon him like a, amen, praise God. And the anointing rested upon him. And then Isaiah 61, let me find it. It speaks about the anointing and what it does as well. And I give God the glory. Amen. Praise God. Because without the anointing, we have no power. Without the anointing, we have no power to defeat the devil and what he's doing to God's people, as well as ourselves, because he will yoke you up. And I told you on yesterday some of the things that he tried to do. Amen, praise God. Without the anointing, we wouldn't be successful in anything. Yes. We will not be successful in anything. I'm trying to turn to Isaiah 61. Amen. Praise God. Just bear with me. Got a new Bible and I'm enjoying it. Praise God. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. We are to preach good tidings to the meek. Amen. Praise God. Then he sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Amen. We are to bind up the brokenhearted. That means heal them. Amen. To proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Those that are in bondage, those that, amen, have been in bondage for so long, receive liberty through the anointing that's upon us. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Amen. Praise God. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes and all of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of God, of the Lord. Amen. That he might be glorified. We have to be righteous in order to have that anointing in our lives. Amen. Praise God. We have to be in right standing. Amen. With God, we have to do what's right. Amen. Praise God. God is not going to anoint you and you take the anointing and do evil. Amen. It don't work that way, because God anointing is not evil. In Deuteronomy chapter 23, and he brought us out from thence that he might bring us in. He brought us out so that he could bring us in to give us the land which he swore unto his father. Amen. Praise God. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes. Amen. We got to keep his word. We got to obey his commandments. To fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God as he commanded us. It is accounted unto a man for righteousness if he keep the will and do the will of God, keep his commandments. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Satan is after the mind or heart, amen, in order to get to the soulless realm to tear it up. He wants the soul. But he has to first get that anointing away from the heart, amen, in order to get in to work on the heart and the soulless realm. Amen. And some people call the heart the mind and the mind the heart. Amen. But our heart is where the regeneration begins. The rebirth, a renewed mind of our heart takes place. Without being born again and a new and made renew, a new creature, you cannot enter into heaven. And Satan is after the righteousness of God that is in our hearts. Once the anointing is applied to us, and because we live for God, it is now accounted unto us for righteousness. So when the anointing is removed, Satan now has a chance to try to force us into his unrighteousness, his acts. And that's, I'm going to read that in Romans 10:9-10. We have to have that hedge of protection around our heart, amen, in order to keep the righteousness of God, so that, praise God, we can do the things of God. But when the anointing is taken away, Satan then try to go in and plant his unrighteous seeds in us. Amen. Praise God. And now we are no longer protected because we have no anointing. And the unrighteous seeds will try to grow up the wheat with the tare will try to grow up right along with the wheat. Brother, my heart desires and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. Amen. Israel, amen, had a zeal for God, but it had no knowledge. Amen. Praise God. Amen. In them enough to retain them for being ignorant of God's righteousness. They were ignorant of God's righteousness. We today are ignorant of God's righteousness. God is all righteousness. There ain't no unrighteousness in him. Without righteousness, we can't stand. Amen. Praise God. But when you're born again and you're a Christian, you have to have that anointing that protects the righteousness, because Satan will infiltrate and cause us to walk in error and do all kind of unrighteous acts. You know, as a man thinketh, so he is, and I always say about stinking thinking, but praise God, whatever is planted in the heart is going to come out. I don't care what's in your heart, is going to come out. And if you are unrighteous, you're going to, it starts in the heart and it's going to come out. If you lust, it starts in the heart, it's going to come out. If you're a liar, it starts in your heart and it's going to come out. And these are unrighteous acts that are the seeds of Satan. The wheat and the tare have to grow up together because that's the word, but at the same time, when the hedge is taken down, you have no defense. Amen. And that's the anointing. Amen. That hedge up your heart. Amen. Praise God. Well, the Bible said, our word have I hid in my heart. Amen. Psalms 119:11, that I might not sin against God. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about establishing their own righteousness, amen, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. That anointing protects the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for the righteousness to everyone that believeth. Praise God. Amen. During the time of the law, righteousness had to be, amen, praise God. But nobody would do and remain righteousness, because as soon as they heard the word, and they received it, amen, as soon as they did that, they went back out and started sinning again because, amen, praise God, they didn't have that anointing. The anointing rested back then upon certain people, amen, and the priest would get the anointing as well as, amen, certain people would get the anointing, but everybody didn't have the anointing. But when Christ came in, he fulfilled the law, amen, and brought in righteousness, amen, to all, and then placed a hedge of protection around that righteousness that's in our hearts so that we might not sin against God. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that a man which doeth these things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Righteousness comes into the heart by faith. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is being Christ, to bring Christ down from above. But, amen, it went on to say, oh, who shall descend into the depths? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. Amen. Praise God. But what said, praise God? It, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. The righteousness is in the heart. The word is in the heart. You got to have that seed of righteousness in your heart or you'll continue to sin. If the righteousness is not there, then the hedge is taken away from you. Some kind of way you have caused a door of demonic oppression to come in. And he will yoke you up and cause you to fall in that essence, but it's got to be in the heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart, that it is again, God had risen him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That heart got to believe. Amen. Once that heart begin to believe, that anointing will come in and it will begin to protect you. It will begin to sanctify you and it will begin to consecrate you for the will of God. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With our heart is what we believe unto righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Salvation cannot be in any other way but by faith. Amen. For the scripture said, whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jews and the Greeks, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Amen. For who shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Deuteronomy, amen, 6:23, it says, and he brought us out from thence that he might bring us in. Amen. Praise God. Unto the land which he sware unto our fathers, Deuteronomy 6:24. And the Lord commanded us that we should, amen, keep his statute, amen. Fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive. And it is all, amen, praise God, important, amen, into that day, amen, coming. And it shall be our righteousness. It is our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, and he had commanded us to do. Amen, praise God. If we keep those commandments, if we keep the righteousness in our hearts, then that anointing is there. It is there. But when you see yourself going through the left, amen, praise God, you need to ask God for a double portion of the anointing. Amen, because that anointing needs to be there to keep the hedge built up, which is the anointing, so that you can keep your heart, amen, and minds on Jesus Christ. Amen, praise God. And if the enemy come in, amen, and try to yoke you up, that anointing will destroy that yoke and keep righteousness ahead, amen, praise God, of your life. We have to have a renewed heart or mind, which is the mind of Christ. 2 Corinthians 1:21 says, now he which established us with you in Christ and had anointed us is God. God is the one that's doing the anointing. Who had also sealed us. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lit upon Jesus Christ. He was anointed to carry out the will of God. Amen. And he was sealed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And to give us the earnest spirit of literally in our hearts. Praise God. The mind of Christ is of righteousness, and righteousness cometh from the heart, the mind, as people say. Now he which established us with you in Christ had anointed us, amen, who had also filled us and give us the earnest spirit in our hearts, which is literally, if the anointing is removed, Satan can attack us with all kinds of unrighteousness. The mind or the heart of Christ is the seed of righteousness. God placed it in our order to destroy every yoke of Satan. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. Amen. And for you too, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, your heart, that ye may prove what is good, amen, and acceptable and perfect will of God. Righteousness will always prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God, because God is righteous. He's a righteous God. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion had light with darkness. Righteousness and unrighteousness cannot dwell together. When there is unrighteousness in your life, check and see if you have enough of God's anointing to keep that, which is the hedge, to keep that anointing up so that the unrighteous acts of Satan cannot come in. Satan is a thief. He come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. Praise God. And we as the body of God, we, the seeds of righteousness, amen, is to reject the devil and his works because he comes to yoke us up. The anointing that you have is divided into levels as we are being made, amen, new in our hearts by God. There are many anointings that we have to obtain. Each are given in the level of our growth as we grow from level to level, from glory to glory. I say that again. Each anointing that we receive from God goes from level to level as we grow. So we need the anointing as we grow, because every time you grow, you're going to get new devils, new strategies that you never seen before, uncharted territory that you never been in before, and it will literally keep you yoked up and in bondage if you don't have that anointing. You have to defeat the enemy on every hand. You cannot allow him to come in and defeat you. I was in a dream, and I was in this classroom setting, and this person was before me, and I know this person wasn't right. Then another person was before me, and they was trying to literally just buck up to me and say things to me. And I walked over to them in the dream, and I told them, I say, I will whoop your butt. I was telling the demon that. I'm not afraid of you. I will whoop your butt. And went on the dream, went on and changed and went into something, and I end up, you know, getting out of the dream. But if I didn't have the anointing, when the demons came in to try to yoke me up, then they would have had all preeminence over me. You can't have fear in the anointing. You got to have faith in the anointing. You got to have the righteousness, amen, in the anointing. He wants to bind you up with his unrighteous seeds, amen, and keep you from a renewed, amen, praise God, mind, amen, and keep your righteousness from not being used so that you can walk in his yoke. He want to keep you in unbelief. He will cause you to literally enter to unbelief, and there you are, amen, praise God, not believing God for your blessings, not receiving your blessings, because he's there to kill, steal, and destroy. The anointing comes from God, amen. God told Moses to anoint Aaron for ministry and his garment as well. His anointing sanctifies and consecrates us. It separates us from all unrighteousness, amen, and it keeps us in the right standing with God. If you would have been back in the olden days and would have been anointed to be a priest, and you go in to the Holy of Holies, amen, praise God, and you wasn't right, there was some unrighteousness, God would see it. He would kill you right then at that moment. Amen. And then if you, amen, praise God, didn't have a rope tied around your waist and they ring the bell, amen, and pull on it, they knew you were dead, so they would pull you out dead. The righteousness have to be with you, amen, and the anointing have to keep that righteousness protected in order for you to have fellowship with God, in order for you to have a relationship with God. You must be consecrated and sanctified, amen, in order to do so. His anointing from dying while he was serving God. The anointing will keep you from dying, amen, because of the unrighteous acts of Satan trying to overtake you, choke you. That anointing is there to keep you from dying Every minister must carry the anointing in order to get close to God. The anointing is illumination. Leviticus 8 and 12, amen, praise God. It literally speaks about what Moses had to do. And Moses took the anointed oil and anointed the tabernacle and all that was therein and sanctified them. Everything around you, your surroundings, amen, praise God, must be anointed. I keep oil, praise God, on my doorpost, amen, praise God. I keep my body covered, amen, and anointed with oil as well as speaking a word over me, praise God. Putting on the whole armor, praise God, up on me, praise God, and various other things so that I can keep Satan from yoking me up. Amen. The anointing, amen, is tangible. Amen, praise God, is transferable. Amen. Everybody can get a part of the anointing. Amen, praise God, if they want it, amen, and want to be a part of God and his righteousness. And he sprinkled therefore upon the altar 7 times and anointed the altar and all his vessels, amen, both the laver and his foot to sanctify them. And he poured up the anointing oil upon Aaron's head and anointed him to sanctify him. We must be sanctified in order to have that anointing flowing. Keep your anointing. And in order to keep your anointing, praise God, you're going to have to continue to stay before God, pray, amen, and ask him to continue to build up that anointing, that hedge of protection around you, amen, praise God, so that you can go to the next level. I will talk to you again on part 4 tomorrow. God bless.